The Interior Department is spending another $70 million to reopen habitat for native fish in many parts of the U.S., including our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The money will be used to remove or modify outdated dams, culverts, and other barriers breaking up rivers and streams. About $3.7 million are flowing to projects in southwestern Colorado, northern Idaho, and northern New Mexico. Kevin Terry is with Trout Unlimited. He's leading work to remove barriers in New Mexico's Rio Costilla watershed. It will reconnect 120 miles of stream for Rio Grande cutthroat trout and other species.
To make sure that these fish can move throughout this metapopulation freely is critical at this point in time when the climate and things are changing so fast that we really need resiliency and we really need these organisms to be able to find refuge habitat.
He says climate change can shrink snowpacks, reducing the amount of cool water replenishing rivers and streams, and warming waters can force fish to search for cooler habitats. Emily Olson is Trout Unlimited's vice president for the Rocky Mountain region. She says the projects will not only support native fish, they'll also help local communities.
We see them as improving climate resilience, increasing recreational opportunities. We know they strengthen local economies, and of course, they improve fish passage.
The funding is part of the Biden administration's $200 million commitment to restore native fish habitat and spawning grounds. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.